The clock tower of Big Ben slides past. Beyond it, the twinkling lights of London. High up in the blue sky, two stars shine brightly. The three interwoven loops of an atomic symbol draw near until they disappear, leaving behind a rippling blue sea and the words Tinkerbell and the Pirate Fairy across an unfurled parchment. Far off in the distance, a mountainous green atoll rises up, with a rainbow forming an arc above it. The island is dotted with pink and orange trees, and flitting amongst them, silvery fairy trails. Fairies flit amongst orange flowers. On the ground, one fairy scratches her foot with her suede booty.
If I could reach the top of the world, be all I am, it'd be so beautiful. If only I could be brave and I could be strong, I would know where I belong.
She hops from flower to flower. A red-headed fairy sprinkles the flower with dust, and it grows.
Little bit of sun.
Oh, look! Hey, Serena!
Serena's the fairy on the ground. The flower grower flies to her.
Add a pixie dust again, Chuck?
You know me, Rosetta.
Iridesa joins in.
I could give you some tips on conserving your supply.
Serena vaults across a branch.
I may just take you up on that, Dessa.
She walks off past a couple of gossiping ladybirds. Raven-haired Silvermist joins the others.
A dustkeeper fairy who's always out of pixie dust.
Ironic, isn't it?
Serena hitches a ride with a dandelion seed pod and sees Pigtailed Fawn giving bluebirds a wash.
Okay. Rinse time.
One bird gets rinsed.
Time to dry.
Another blow-dried.
Just enjoying a stroll. Thanks, Fawn. Nice win, Vidya.
Thanks. What's a stroll?
Auburn-haired Serena starts running towards a tower beneath a golden waterfall and next to a heavy mill wheel. She clocks in with a firefly, and its bottom glows. She grabs an apron, and as other fairies fly past her, she swings on a rope which drops her to a lower level, and a little out of breath, she slips in line between two other dust fairies. Terence the boy fairy blows his horn. A caterpillar activates a treadmill, sending golden pixie dust cascading down through a complex apparatus of sieves, glass bowls, and flower buds. The dust is decanted into small leaf pots on a conveyor belt. Serena, with a Z on her apron, and the other dust keepers secure the tops of the pots as they pass, and then toss them into turquoise bell-like flowers that are levered upwards. Serena gazes into one open-topped pot. Serena sprinkles some into her hair.
We put the dust in the bags and they stay there, right? And yet, we sprinkle dust on top of something and it floats.
Everyone stops.
Well, that's just how pixie dust works.
Well, yes, I know, but why is the question? Know what I mean? Not even a little? Never once had the thought?
Good morning, dustkeepers.
Oh!
Serena smooths down her wild hair.
All right, let's see. On blue dust duty today, we have... What were we on?
Why?
Ah, yes, Yvette.
Yvette's out for the day, Fairy Gary. Dustkeeper elbow flared up again.
That's fantastic!
Fairy Gary with a handlebar moustache looks at Serena nonplussed.
I mean, poor Yvette.
Well, that brings us to...
Serena eyes her apron.
Z. Serena! You're up!
She scoots off after him.
Uh-oh.
Can you believe it? I mean, one day early, it's so exciting! Six clicks to the right.
Yes, thank you.
Kilt-wearing Fairy Gary opens a huge china pot of blue fairy dust.
Wow.
Careful now! After last time, I'm sure I don't have to remind you just how potent and powerful
this... No touching. I promise.
Atta girl. All right, then. Exactly 26 specks.
But why 26?
And here we go.
Why not 25? What would happen if we put in, say, 27?
We put in 26.
But why?
Ah, Serena, you're the most inquisitive fairy I've ever known. Correction, it's a tie. Let's just say you're the Tinkerbell of Dustkeepers.
But why do you say it like it's a bad thing?
Because we don't work with twigs and acorn caps. We work with pixie dust. It's our lifeblood. There's no room for error.
Serena draws 26 specks into a glass stopper. She and bulky Fairy Gary flit towards a glass amphora inside a gossamer sheath. She takes the stopper out of a small flask and hands it to Fairy Gary, who decants the blue specks.
Blue dust, one of nature's mightiest multipliers.
Blue merges with gold.
Takes the golden dust from a trickle to a roar.
The trickle cascades.
No matter how many times I see it, just wow!
Indeed.
Okay, but if there's blue dust, why can't there be other colors?
Because there aren't.
And maybe those other colors do other things. What if there was, I don't know, purple? What if there's pink?
The day someone finds pink pixie dust is the day I trade in my kilt for trousers.
Well, what if we don't find it? What if we make it?
Listen carefully, Zarina. We do not tamper with pixie dust. It is far too powerful.
But if we don't, we'll never fully understand what it's capable of.
That is not our job. We're dust keepers. We nurture the dust, maintain it, measure it, package it, and distribute it.
She dips her bangle.
A beautiful tradition, day in, day out, passed from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next.
Her bangle ricochets and hits him.
Oh!
Oh, no! Fairy Gary, are you okay? Technically, I didn't touch it this time.
The cap. Let me be absolutely clear, Zarina. Dust keepers are forbidden to tamper with pixie dust.
He turns away sternly. Zarina, with a beauty spot on her left cheek, looks defiant. She skips off to a hollow, shuts the door, drops a latch, and a leaf curtain rises, revealing a tiny room with light pouring in through a small round window. A pot of pixie dust stands on a work table next to an open book of diagrams. She leans on her elbows, then leafs through the book of drawings.
No result. No result. No result. Ugh.
As she rests her head on her hands, a tiny speck of blue pixie dust lands on the front cover of the book, illuminating its title, Pixie Dust Experiments. She glances at the apparatus next to her and opens the book.
Two parts sunflower seed, a dash of moonflower.
She splits the tiny blue speck. She raises her goggles, adds some seeds to the mix, and a drop of liquid. She pounds the mixture in a scallop shell mortar, then pours it into a bowl. With a pair of tweezers, she picks up the speck of blue dust and drops that into the mix. It starts to froth. She lets the overflowing pixie dust trickle through her fingers. She looks at the palms of her hands that have turned orange. Thin beams of white light shine from her fingers. She dusts off her hands and gasps with excitement. She knocks on a door.
Oh, hey, Zarina. What brings you?
Tinkerbell, here. Remember how you were the first one to use lost things and everyone thought you were kind of crazy?
I believe Fairy Mary called them junk.
Exactly. But now even she uses them and tinkering's better than ever.
Well, that's nice.
And remember how you crossed the winter border when you knew it wasn't allowed, but you just had to anyway?
I like to think it was more of a gray area.
Good. Now keep that in mind.
Zarina drags blonde-haired Tink out of her house.
You're bending light.
But you're not a light fairy. You're a dust keeper.
Amazing, right?
But how?
Zarina shows her palms.
Whoa, you found orange pixie dust?
No, Tink. I made orange pixie dust.
That's never been done before.
Exactly. I knew you'd understand. Now I can finally figure out everything pixie dust is capable of.
What does Fairy Gary think about all this?
He doesn't exactly know.
What?
He doesn't really think we should tamper with pixie dust. Do you mind stirring?
Okay.
I guess he thinks it's just too powerful. Oh, you can't stop.
Oh! Is that blue dust? You're doing this with blue dust?
Yes, and it just takes the tiniest bit. Can you believe it?
Back up a little.
She pops a tiny blue speck into Tink's mixture, and a pink and purple cloud flares up.